under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. Very important issue that we're going to be facing. It's important in relationship to the time. Do you realize we've got 240 hours, clock hours, before the election? 240 hours, and that's counting down minute by minute. Some count it by days, so we've got 10 days, 24 hours a day. We've got 240 hours plus or minus a few hours before the determination for the destiny of America takes place. And from a Christian perspective, a conservative Christian perspective, we need to recognize what's at stake. I'm asking the question today, what's at stake in this election? Biblically speaking, morally, ethically, biblically, financially, sovereignly for our nation, what's at stake? What do we stand to lose? What do we stand to gain? How should we as Christians live? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? Based on what we see, based on what we know, based on what we've seen in the history past, and based on what we're understanding today, how should we then live? What are the issues that we need to be most concerned about in this election? I'm not talking about personalities. I'm not talking about just whether it's a male or female candidate. That's not what I'm talking about. Laying all of that aside, I believe, however, that we need to look for a qualified man to be the head of our nation and not a woman. That's my personal opinion. You can call that anything you'd like to call it. I believe God ordained the man as the head of the home, the head of the church, and the head of our nation, and I believe that's the way God would have it. But there are a lot of folks that do not understand that. That's all right, but laying that aside, we're going to be talking about today what's at stake in this election. It appears that the Marxist media and the Harris-Waltz campaign wants to make election voters and our election vote to be based on morals and ethics and the candidate's morals and the candidate's character and the record of his righteousness or lack thereof. I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Word of God, based on God's Word, we've had only one perfect man in the universe and the history of the world. His name is Jesus Christ. The Bible said he had no sin, did no sin, and could do no sin. So if we're looking for a candidate that fits that mold, we may as well hang it up, quit, go home even now. We'll be talking about that today because what's being promulgated and pushed by the Harris-Waltz team and trying to make the voters believe that somehow, some way, that Trump is a flawed man, and yes, he is. But we need to look at the other side of the coin and recognize that Kamala Harris is a very flawed woman. And we need to look at it on the basis of which one would be the better candidate to sit in the Oval Office, to guide our nation and protect our nation and give back the foundations that's being destroyed. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I believe we need to recognize our foundations are being eroded and destroyed each and every day. So as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, God's word makes a declaratory statement in relationship to the Word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. May I say to you, truth is important today, perhaps as never before in the history of our nation. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, which, by the way, was published in the late 40s, 47, 48, and 49. Title of the dystopian novel was very, very clear, 1984, and he was pointing to what he believed the world would be like, America would be like, by 1984. He was on target for most of what he said in that realm, though his date was a little off. He said 1984. Here we are in 2024, and we've been watching today, ladies and gentlemen, exactly what Orwell said. Orwell, by the way, was a secularist, so I'm not pointing to him as being a pristine writer or person, but I'm saying what he said in that realm is on target. One of the things he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, today, truth matters. Even when you have those that do not believe that truth matters, truth still matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a profound statement. Headline, he said, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And may I say to you, we find that to be true today, where there's the death of truth. There are those who want to bifurcate truth, take a half-truth. I've said before, a half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we have that taking place today across the nation. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. Then they go on to say that 55% of the millennials say this: each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth, and that's truth. You can't bifurcate it, split hairs, and say this is truth and that's not. A truth is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we'll learn how to seek the truth. And you won't find it on the Communist Network News. Seeking the truth is not going to come out of the Kamala Harris campaign. Seeking the truth will not come out of MSNBC or ABC or CBS, etc., etc. Truth is going to come out of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? This is the reason I've used the term for many, many years, central biblicist viewpoint, central biblicist worldview. That means you take the, go through everything that's happening locally, nationally, internationally, and view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? So as we face the truth, we do not use denominational dogma. We do not use philosophical rhetoric or political ploys. We simply go by what the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the ones looking to own your own turnkey business package for your own business in landscaping and lawn care. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, got a little unique program scheduled today, and the format of which we're speaking to you today, we're looking at kind of a roundtable discussion. I've got Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis with me. Dr. Davis hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia, and I'm thankful that he's taken time to be with us today on the broadcast. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors, and Dr. Davis is also a professor in Conservative Theological University. I'm thankful for both of them, their life, their witness, their testimony, their love for the Lord. I'm going to ask them both to take just a moment to speak to you, and then we'll get into the meat of our monologue and then the dialogue and discussion. Dr. Davis, speak for us for a moment.
Good morning, and I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. I'm certainly excited about being here with two of my favorite people today.
Amen.
Amen. And the person of you and Dr. Phelps, amen, those that I have a lot of respect for. And the reason why I say that is because it's hard to find people that preach the word, teach the word, and live a life to back up what they are preaching and teaching.
Just a question very quickly. Would you recommend Conservative Theological University?
I certainly do.
1-800-GO-BIBLE will get them through for questions and answers, right?
I'm so grateful because, I mean, what you teach here is so vital and it's very important that pastors out everywhere learn to know that the Bible says it commands us to study to show ourselves approved.
That's right.
Now, not just studying on your own. That's good. But when you're able to come to an institute of learning such as CTU, it's very important. And I want you to know that on today. So let's reach out.
Amen.
And give a call.
Amen.
Amen. And let's see what we can do to help you on this journey about Amen. Learning about the Word of God.
Dr. Phelps, thank you for being with us today. Looking forward to our dialogue and discussion. What few words would you have to say in relationship to the need for us to understand the Scripture, what the Scripture says in relationship to our election?
The Scripture have much to say concerning our responsibility as citizens in the United States of America. The Bible indicates to us and clearly shows us that each of us is a citizen with a responsibility. Every citizen in America is entitled to the privileges and rights that are guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution.
Amen.
And we're not to think of ourselves as second-class citizens, but we should be involved in the things that happen in our country. We have the responsibility as Christians, and we should not forfeit our U.S. citizenship. We have a dual citizenship.
Dual citizenship.
And I'm so thankful to be a part of an institution and a church where we can hear the truth and where we can speak freely. We have the freedom today to express our views about the future of our country. Mm-hmm. Our country is in danger.
Amen. Amen.
And I hope what we have to say today will be a blessing to those who are listening.
Amen. You talk about church. Let me just tuck this in for our listeners. This Sunday in the pulpit, ladies and gentlemen, at First Conservative Baptist Church, I'll be bringing a message, expository message, about the coming Antichrist. Who is he? Where is he? What will he do? What is his background? How can we recognize him? Is he in the world today? Does he know that he's the Antichrist? What would be his credentials, and what would be the major thing that he'll promulgate in the world? And what about that number 666 that Revelation 13, 18, 17, and 18 talks about? We'll look at all of that verse by verse, and we will analyze Revelation chapter 13 and other associated verses this Sunday, the pulpit at 10:30 at First Conservative Baptist Church, the coming global Antichrist. I pray that you will join us. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what's at stake in this election. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing well. I pray that you are.
Good morning, Brother Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. There is actually quite a bit at stake. If you sit down and you're a Christian and you examine the Word of God and you apply it to what you've seen the last 3.5 years, I can start at the very beginning of this presidency that Biden and Kamala Harris have been placing upon Americans, ruling us. It started with the COVID, the mandatory jabs, and how they rejected those that had religious objections to it. Let's not forget that every time these individuals turn around, that they are saying one thing and then changing their mind. Let's not forget that every single time Israel has done something to defend themselves, this administration has dismissed their right for national sovereignty. Currently, right now, the same administration is trying to choke Israel out by denying money, by paying the opposition, the Hezbollah and Hamas, giving them money. Remember that these individuals, Kamala just recently said, I am a Christian, I go to church, I pray, but yet when somebody said Jesus is Lord at one of her rallies, she told them they were at the wrong rally. She's consistently done the opposite of everything that she claims. So with a rightful indignation in God's word, I can say that this individual is not honest. Does she have the capability to become a Christian and a true child of Christ? Of course. But right now, she's not walking the faith. And
well, Jim, one of the things, and you're touching on the essence of much of what we're going to say throughout this broadcast today, and you touched on that Hezbollah. Do you read most of our people, listeners, do not recognize, understand the news has not promulgated it, that the Biden-Harris administration, just in the past 90 days, they supplied $157 million to Hezbollah through, they're saying, Lebanon. But Lebanon, if it goes to Lebanon, it goes to Hezbollah, just as the one that they recently neutralized over the one that was ahead of the leadership of the attack on Israel in October of the 7th of 2023. They neutralized him, but in his cave, if you will, his tunnel, they found millions, about $500,000 of cash money and millions in gold. They said the total find was about $500 million that he had accumulated. Most of that was from tax money out of America that was shipped to them on the basis that it was humanitarian. So we're finding with Kamala Harris there's a major problem. Let me just use this illustration, Jim, and pick your brain, and then we'll get back to our dialogue and discussion with Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis. Yesterday afternoon, about 5:30, I happened to still be in the office, and the phone rang, and I thought, no, I'll just let it go to voicemail, and I did. And then a few minutes, just a minute or two, the phone rang again. I thought, somebody must be trying to get in touch with me. So I answered the phone. It was evidently a disgruntled Democrat. He may be listening today, and I would encourage him to call if he's listening today. But I'm calling a disgruntled Democrat. He started immediately chiding me because I'm, as a Christian pastor, recommending Donald Trump. And he started talking about Donald Trump's inequities, Donald Trump's morals, Donald Trump's lack of integrity, Donald Trump's lying, and he goes on and on and on. I said, pause for a minute. Have you ever sinned? He refused to pause and answer. Kept right on talking about Donald Trump had had several divorces. Donald Trump had been immoral. Donald Trump had been charged with adultery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, is it possible then that King Saul was not qualified to be king? Is it possible that Paul the Apostle, when he was Saul of Tarsus, when he was murdering Christians and persecuting Christians, is it possible that he was not qualified? Is it possible that Solomon was not qualified, et cetera, et cetera? He would not listen to any of that, but kept on dogmatically accusing me and this ministry of being fraudulent because we're saying that there is a need to put Donald Trump in the White House. How would you respond to that, Jim?
I would respond by the Pharisees brought an adulterous woman in front of Jesus and were trying to get the crowd stirred up and to have her stoned, and he simply told them he was without sin, cast the first stone. All these things that individual has said there can easily be attributed to Kamala Harris as well. No one is perfect. Absolutely. Here on earth. No one.
Absolutely. And that's the very point.
I'm not voting for a pastor.
That's exactly right. We're not voting for a pastor. We're not voting for Jesus. We're voting for a man, a human being, that's got the tenacity, the integrity, and a spine broad enough to take a stand and protect America and to restore the fundamental foundations of our nation. Kamala Harris,
amen,
as Tony Perkins said, will destroy faith, family, and our freedom. And that's what we're talking about today, is the need to recognize the candidate that's going to restore, protect our faith, our families, and our freedom. Jim, thank you so much for your call and input. Have a great day. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Davis, doing?
Good morning. Good morning. We're blessed, Brother Kenneth.
Yes, sir, I am also. I tell you what, my wife was telling me about at one of Kamala Harris's rallies, it was two young men that were Christians and said that the Lord our God is King. And she said, y'all need to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. and smile and say, you need to go down the street.
Yeah, well, what she literally said, Kenneth, if I can jump in, one of the young lads said, Jesus is Lord. The other one stood up and said, Jesus Christ is King. And she then chided them and said, you're in the wrong rally. You need to be in the little rally down the street. In other words, just as with one of the, what was his name, the U.S. House of Representatives that 2 years ago said God's word has no place in the halls of Congress, Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
Jerry Nadler chided one of the representatives because he was reading from the scripture. Just two or three years ago, the entire Democratic platform, when they were standing, working out, hammering out their platform for the election that year, they took the word God and the one nation under God. Any reference to God was taken out of their platform. We're looking at a godless, Democratic Party, and yet here's Kamala Harris that is supposed to be the pristine moralist in the picture, according to some people today. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. We need to recognize what we're up against, and the question is, what's at stake in this election? Let me just pose a question for you before I let you go. If Kamala Harris is elected, what do we lose as Americans?
I tell you what, we'll be a socialist society, and we will go into communism.
Absolutely.
And the Democrats will run everything.
Yes, yes.
And they hate God. They hate God. Like, I forgot the congressman's name that said, there's no place in Congress for God.
That's it. Absolutely. Well, Kenneth, it deserves our serious prayer. We've got 240 hours, give or take an hour or two, before November the 5th, and the final ballots are cast for the election. 240 hours for Americans to make the decision on the destiny of our great nation. It's imperative for our Christians, conservatives, and patriots today to hear what we're saying and make sure the ballot is cast according to the Word of God. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call, for your input. Have a blessed day.
Here's the one thing, Dr. Youngblood, I think everybody need to make sure that we are aware. Keep this at the forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the president is or will be in the coming up weeks for the next few years doesn't have to be someone that's going to display weakness before the tyrants that they will have to face overseas, such as Putin.
That's right.
We're going to need somebody with strength, wisdom, and stamina.
Absolutely.
So certainly, I mean, when we look at it right now, and I've heard her make a remark about what she's going to do at the border. You're in charge of the border right now.
Mm-hmm. Four years.
Nothing has been done.
4 years.
So taking a higher seat, I mean, how is that going to make you do any more of an effective job as what you have already done? We've not seen anything.
Absolutely.
So it's very disappointing to hear her to say that.
Well, one of the things that is disappointing is to see that every time she opens her mouth, she's lying. Every time Tim Walz opens his mouth, he is deceitful. He's had to go back and retract and admit that I'm just a knucklehead. Well, who wants a knucklehead as the vice president with the potentiality of being the president of the United States of America? And when it comes to morals and ethics and values, just as the one that I was speaking of that called me on the church telephone line yesterday, talking about how immoral Donald Trump is. I just want to run down a little list here before we take our next caller. Talking about immorality, and if immorality is the disqualification for being a president, then let me just give you a little list. Kamala Harris is a habitual liar. She can't tell the truth. She's called a flip-flop rather than just saying she's a liar. Kamala Harris has a record of questionable, very questionable, moral character in California, sleeping her way to the top, if you will. And you can take that however you please. Major, major, major documentation where Willie Brown, she was sleeping with Willie Brown, and he was the mayor of one of the larger cities in California. He made sure that she got in the limelight. He made sure that she got elected as a district attorney and attorney general, et cetera, et cetera. And I could go into further details, but I don't think it'd be fitting on the radio broadcast. Kamala Harris is the nation's greatest advocate for murder by way of abortion. Where are the morals in that? If she advocates for murder by way of abortion, calling it a woman's health care prerogative. Kamala Harris is an advocate for butchering healthy baby body parts for young men and young ladies, cutting off body parts and calling it transgenderism. Where's the morals in that? Where are the morals in what she's doing? Kamala Harris calls Trump a Hitler. yet under the present administration. I'm going to say this, Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps and to our listeners, and I believe this will be a shock to anybody that hears it. If you've heard it, I'd love to hear from you by way of this broadcast today. Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. on a speech within a speech at Turning Point USA. Robert Kennedy, RFK, said this, that in the past 2 weeks, via executive order, directed the Pentagon to allow our U.S. military to use lethal force against American citizens if we have any political rioting in the streets or any conflict in the streets. This was just made public by RFK in his speech at Turning Point USA. That goes against the Posse Comitatus doctrine that says that our military cannot come against U.S. citizens. That's just been nullified in the past 2 weeks by the Harris-Biden administration, knowing what they have planned. And if they planned the riots as they did, that was planned for the January 6th, not by Donald Trump. If that is the same outcome that we have in this election, then they will say that Donald Trump caused it when they are already setting the stage for the military people in America to come against, and they're able to shoot and kill American citizens for taking a stand in the streets.
My.
They're inviting civil disobedience. They're inviting a riot. They're inviting civil war in our nation today, and they're setting the stage to make that take place. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call. I pray that you gentlemen are doing well today. Just a quick comment. I'm not a mathematician. I did go back to school when they taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. But Kamala Harris made the statement that there had actually been women that died because they could not obtain an abortion. Well, I would question that. I heard percentages were small. I heard even in today's time with modern technology that and medical that's a zero. But on the other hand, if I'm not mistaken now, 100% of aborted babies die. So is there a balance there somewhere that I don't get? I know people want to talk and throw morals out here, but morals went out the window a long time ago.
Danny, if I can jump in and say this, and the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz administration, future administration, if they're in play, there's no such thing as morals, ethics, and values. Anything goes. In fact, the advertisement they have going on television for the state of Florida, our governor, thank the Lord for him, our governor's already put the television stations on notice that the ad that they're running that shows the picture of a young lady with a frown on her face that said that she died as a result of not being able to go to the hospital and get an abortion, and she bled to death. No, that's not the case at all. It's totally fraudulent for them to use that crock, if you will, and trying to say that Donald Trump will not allow abortions. That is not so at all. In the state of Florida and across America, there's not a hospital that will not take a person that needs to be cared for and will allow whatever God will have done to save that patient's life. The truth is, with that person that they're lying about in the state of Florida on the television ads, happened to be a young lady that took the abortion pill the night before and bled to death the next day, got to the hospital, it was too late for the doctors to do anything to save her life. And yet there's that lie, and so that's part of the problem that we have with no morals, no ethics, no values. Anything goes in the Kamala Harris election campaign. Dr. Phelps, what do we say to lies like that, and how should we as Christians look at it, and how should we respond?
We should respond by doing something that would bring about truth, bringing about the display of truth or the propagation of truth in our country. We need to stand up for truth and what is right. If these people continue to do toward Donald Trump, as they probably will to all the citizens of America in the future, we're in for a terrible time of loss of freedom.
Deep trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. I believe Terry's on the line. If she'd hold on till after the news, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. W.